But I do want to welcome everybody tonight. I know this is a hard group to come to.
Meet Carrie DeCruz, co-chair of Brigham Suicide Prevention. She's standing in a room filled with swag, water bottles, pamphlets, T-shirts emblazoned with the word hope.
And so what I would like to do is start by going around the circle and introducing.
She's welcoming participants of a support group who have braved a cold winter night to give and receive support to those whose lives have been affected by suicide. The organization's chair, co-chair, and outreach coordinator all stayed after the meeting to talk about resilience, what it is, and how to make it grow in Utah's youth. All three have lost loved ones.
Our youth want resilience.
Tara Roche chairs Brigham Suicide Prevention. She has talked with many young people on the subject of suicide after losing her son in 2015. She also helps with the teen text line.
They want to be healthy and realistic about their own mental health as well as their friends. They offer support to one another that can just be incredibly moving. At our trainings and whatnot, we often have young people come up to us and say, I want to be involved.
Tara and Carrie agree that while it's important to get over the stigma of talking about mental health, adults need to do it respectfully.
We as adults can do a better job of not dismissing our teens or our younger children's emotions as just the experience of a child. We need to be better about saying, while I don't understand why you feel that way, I don't want you to feel that way, and so we're going to do what we can to get you past that.
Nicole Kay, outreach coordinator, said mental health should be a part of a teen health checkup.
I think a lot more of the primary care physicians need to hand out the surveys that are based specifically for teens that are to their special needs.
They also agree adults can play an important role in teens' lives, whether they are parents or not.
Through adverse childhood experience studies that have been done, it's been shown that if a child, especially one who has gone through adverse childhood experiences, has just one caring adult in their life. A lot of children don't have parents that show that, but it could be a teacher, it could be a church leader, it could be a janitor. And that caring, just to know that somebody cares about me, can be so powerful and offer that resilience.
With teens and even young people up to early 20s, impulsivity is one of the hardest things. And we react much more quickly as teenagers to situations, not necessarily in a healthy way. So they need to be shown, and this is typically by those of us who have had the experience, and it's one of the reasons why we advocate these trainings in the schools, is because we can go in and say, look, you can recognize this tendency in yourself, especially maybe as a teenager, to react a specific way and teach yourself to react a different way instead.
As we go through life, we have to recognize that we're not alone in our experiences. And especially in a teenage brain, that's very easy for them to grasp a hold of. No one else feels this way. I'm the only one who feels this way. And if we can get them to recognize that they are not alone, that other people do understand what they're feeling and what they're going through, and that life can get better, life does get better.
Tools are available to help teens learn resilience, from techniques to apps. It may take some trial and error to find what works, but the important thing is to get started and to get help if you are struggling. We will list more resources with this story on upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, this is Jolynn Lyon.